Right now, I'm delighted to welcome Mark Hastings, who's a wonderful songwriter and pianist and singer, and he also writes poetry, and he's going to do some of both in his set, and he also plays a lot of covers. And finally, he's also one of four helpers who assist with the sound at our two open mics, so I'm very grateful to him. Please welcome Mark Hastings.
Check 1, 2. Check. Yeah, Ellen says I'm a songwriter and a cover player and a poet. I guess I'm going to do all three tonight. This first song is called Clouds in Her Hair. To the weaver on a shapeless lump of clay. She draws it out, a thing of simple beauty. Have to love the way she greets the dawning day.
Just how fortunate this one guy did.
Thank you very much.
I would really appreciate that. That's good. It's really killing me. Oh, much better.
Okay. And now for a bit of spoken word. Always a risky thing. Thank you. Thank you. I want to tell you a little tale about my past. Long, long, long ago, when I was but a lad, I was forced to undertake a study so horribly bad, so dull and so boring, it made my poor head hammer. It was a hideous thing, and the teacher called it grammar. Sorry, Terrence, wherever you are. The sentences with diagram and phrase and clause, the function of nouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, and conjunctions. We learned that we should always dread the dangling preposition. Would teacher stop this torture if I made a few admissions? Oh, it was dry and dusty in this literary desert of despair. But wait, what's this? Something new, a bit of fresher air, a shimmer on the horizon, a fantastic green oasis. The teacher called it poetry. I called it purest bliss. And after all that boring grammar, how could this possibly be? Words defying rules, unfettered, running free. That's what they look like when they're running free. Okay. The poets chose words carefully with meter, rhyme, and rhythm. Or not. And as I raised my trembling hand and managed not to stammer, what happened to these rules we've learned, these rules that you called grammar? Her answer struck me forcefully, a concept so immense. In poems, those reads, rules need not apply. It's called poetic license. I knew then with all certainty a way to set me free. I had to learn much more about this thing called poetry. With great delight, I fantasized. Would you think me bold or strange to delve into this poetry? Oh, how my life would change. I'd hand my papers to the teacher with greatest confidence and say, don't fuss the grammar. I've got a poetic license. And now my little story is coming to an end. I have one more song to sing to you if you will but attend. And I'd like to dedicate it to those who try to reach us, those in that very noble profession that we all call teachers. And that rhyme only works around the Boston area. I'm not quite done, a couple more verses. And with due respect to all those who, to teach me grammar, have striven, not very well, I'd like to say to you, all is forgiven. For one more cover tune, and for some strange reason, I've never heard anybody cover this song. Maybe because, believe it or not, this is a song about grammar. Hooking up words and making them function. I got three favorite words that get most of my job done. I got and, but, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an attitude, like this and that. But, it's sort of the opposite, not this but that. And there's or, O-R, when you have a choice, like this or that. And, but, or, they'll get you pretty far. Hooking up two boxcars and making them run, run. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice. Dirty but happy.
digging and scratching, looting a shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo hoo hoo hoo. Hooking up two cars to one. Let me say something, this choice. Either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever. Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind that, I'm fat enough now. Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance life. Out of the frying pan and into the fire. He got loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Up to the mountains or down to the sea. You should always say thank you, or at least say please. Hooking up words and phrases and clauses, got complex sentences like. In the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk down to the gardens and down to the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak, although I know that's an absurd thought. Hooking up cars, making them function. I like tying up words, phrases and clauses. I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful. I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful. I'm gonna get you.
Mark Hastings.